Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Mick McCarthy.
What?
Here we go. I'm typing on my Google Doc saying Morata is right. I didn't think he played in the Prem. Yes.
The point's been declared.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Scarlett, a disappointing enough evening for Ireland, 1-0 win against Turkey, but that performance wasn't exactly what we would have expected from Carlo Ward's team.
No, probably not. It was quite underwhelming watching it now on the side. But yeah, I think they have a lot to work on. But I think that it's only the start. She's only had a few days with them, so we're hoping that she can improve. It was just a bit sloppy at times, a bit slow. We were talking about how it was a bit passive. Turkey were set up quite regimentally, and they sort of just sat in two blocks of four, and then a two up front, and didn't really move. They kind of just shifted with the play. Ireland tried to play through them through the midfield, and Denise got on the ball a bit more in the second half, but we really failed to create any big chances. So yeah, I think there's a lot to work on, maybe a bit of creativity lacking as well, but hopefully they can work on it.
The big question mark with Julianne Russell retiring was where the goal is going to come from, because that was basically her role in the team last year, and we didn't really see any sign of that tonight. She had Caruso and Lucy Quinn mostly leading the attack for the first hour, and then Amber Barrett and Abby Larkin coming on. Now, Abby wasn't as far forward as Lucy Quinn was at various different times, but would you be concerned about that? I mean, we talk about these Nations League games. We're so much better quality than these teams. We didn't see a whole lot from Turkey apart from them standing quite resolutely at times. And even towards the end there, you would say that they actually had some of the better chances.
No, yeah, definitely. I think they kind of pushed on at the end and had a great chance in the last 5 minutes or so. So yeah, they really pushed at the end, and I think we did fail to create them chances, as you're saying. I think Leanne Kiernan as well was a big miss, a bit of pace up front. Amber did well when she came on, I thought, made a big difference. And yeah, we kind of failed to go out wide in the second half. Katie and Abby kind of didn't get us on as much ball as they probably would have hoped, but I think we just played too much in the middle and at the back line. We weren't moving it quickly enough. We were moving it like side to side, but not really trying to break that final line of the defence, of the Turkish defence. So yeah, I think there's a lot of things to work on. We could have got more cross into the box, but then when we did, we weren't really winning those first balls or the seconds, and at the end we kind of resulted to trying to lump it in as we always sort of tend to do and trying to get the heads on it. But we were obviously didn't have the likes of Louise Quinn or Caitlin Hayes come on at the end, but wasn't up in those sort of areas to win the ball.
Well, I was going to ask about Caitlin Hayes, because that was kind of the big news before kickoff, that she wasn't part of the starting team, and she's been pretty much in there all the time since she has come into this Ireland squad. Do you think having her in there a bit earlier, I know she only had about 10 minutes on the pitch at the end there, do you think if we had had her in there, some of those crosses, some of those free kicks might have been a little bit more successful?
Yeah, definitely. I think she was a big loss today. Obviously, we're not sure of the reasoning behind her exclusion from the team, but it might just be a thing in training the Carlo Ward scene and wanted to try. But yeah, I think his was a big miss, and definitely in those sort of the chances we had with corners and free kicks. I know we tried a few different sort of free kick routines with a few short ones that didn't really work out. So I think the best way for us to get goals from that is to get the ball into the box and get the likes of Hayes in there to get ahead on it, and the likes of Cruz as well, who obviously got a good goal in the first half of her head.
Yeah, she did get that goal, but she didn't have a lot of time on the ball before that. I actually can't really think of any moments. There was maybe a couple out to the right where she, as we know, is very good at her hold-up play, and she managed to hold off a couple of Turkish players. But if you were to say something for the game in Slovenia on Tuesday, what would be the main target areas that you think that Carla should be looking at, or maybe even the main players that she should be looking at?
I think the one positive, I think, from the first half especially was the rotations with the sort of the fullbacks going a bit higher, and then maybe the winger like Heather Payne dropping into the centre, and then the ball being played in from the centre half and then whisked out wide, and it creates that overload that Turkey failed to really deal with. In the second half we didn't really see it as much, but it's something that we could definitely look at against Slovenia. And I think just exploiting those wide areas, because we do have a lot of pace, and especially up front if we do have Caruso, there's no reason why she can go in behind for a few and even try to turn the Turkish defence. chance, because as a defender, the last thing you want to be is be turned on your back and running towards your own goal. So I think just being a bit more creative. Rusha played a great ball into Nisa Sullivan that just went a bit too far into the keeper's hands, but that's the sort of balls that we're looking sort of at an angle away from the goalkeeper that will trouble the defence and try get in behind. And I think that's the way we'll have to try playing on next week.
Tanisa Sullivan was player of the match, and we'll have some reaction coming from her a little later on, but she really was the bright spark in the team.
Yeah, definitely. We spoke about the sort of block of defence that Turkey had in place, so they sort of had a four in midfield that just kind of staggered, and Denise was able to pick pockets through that midfield and pick up great little spaces and able to turn on the ball and create chances for us. And yeah, I think she was really positive. Obviously in the first half she was higher up and then maybe got a bit frustrated at the lack of ball she was getting, so maybe dropped a bit deeper in the second half, and I thought she was a lot more effective. So that's the sort of places we want to see Danusa Sullivan getting on the ball and being able to turn and go at defences. So I think we did see a bit of that in the second half, and there's hopefully a more chance for her again next week to do the same and try create a bit more chances and maybe get a few strikes on goal, because I think that's another thing we were lacking. Rusha had a few shots in the opening few minutes, but apart from that we didn't have any sort of chances from range or any sort of shots on the keeper. She wasn't tested much in the game at all, and if we can't create chances from playing the ball through the defence, may as well have a go at goal from 20 yards out, 30 yards out.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Congratulations, player of the match. How do you feel after that?
Good. I mean, we got the win, so that's important, I guess. But it was a sloppy game for sure. A tough game. Turkey made it difficult. But look, 3 points, and we'll look forward to the next game.
Yeah, you say that the Turkey made it difficult. It was a really frustrating night for us. You know, you would say that tactically we were better, technically we were better, but they were just so resolute and so defiant in their culture.
Yeah, exactly. Look, they made it difficult. They were a very physical team, put in a few challenges on us for sure, but we had to be patient, and I think the main thing was not to get so frustrated. And look, I'm proud of the girls tonight, the energy they gave, but we have a lot to work on for sure.
Yeah, you say the main thing there was not to get frustrated. Was it hard not to get frustrated?
Yeah, it was definitely very difficult to not to get frustrated, but that's part and parcel of the game. It's going to happen, and look, I think we'll face that throughout this whole campaign in the Nations League B, but as I said we're proud of the team, and we'll look back in the video in the next few days. We'll assess our performance and what we can do better going into the next game.
First match with Carla on the sidelines. How have you found this week, getting to know her and getting to know the new group of management?
It's been great, yeah. I just got in Tuesday morning, so it's been only a few days with Carla and the new staff. And we're still getting to know each other. It's very, very new, but so far it's been good.
And look ahead, Slovenia, they had a 2-1 win over Greece today, so they will go into that game confident as well. How are you feeling after tonight? Because I think there was an expectation maybe of a few more goals on our side.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a little disappointed that we didn't get a few more goals, and also we didn't create that much. So I think that's the next step for this team now, is to look back at the video and see where we can create more and where we can cause them damage. But look, Slovenia are a good team. We've played them before, and they're solid. They're a technically good team, and they're also physical as well. So it'll be a tough game, but we'll turn our focus to that, and we'll look forward to it.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Feels so good. This is the best group to be with, to play with. So yeah, really excited to be back in.
Difficult game out there tonight. I think there was an expectation that we were going to score a few more goals than we did, but Turkey were very frustrating.
They were, yeah. They came out with a lot of energy. And I think that we struggled to deal with it. I wouldn't say struggle, but it definitely took us by surprise in the first few minutes, and it took us a little bit to find our groove in the first half, but I think once we did and we realized we could settle down and play, you could see that throughout the first half, and then I think getting one right at the end of the first half was huge for us.
Yeah, it was a great goal by Kira and a really nice setup from Heather as well, just to get that kind of looping kick onto her head.
Yeah.
For you, what was the thing that you struggled with the most in terms of their style of play?
I think we liked play out of the back. I think that they made it a little bit frantic, a little bit chaotic. you know, they like the ball in the air, they like to be physical, which is all fine with us, I think. But yeah, we like to play. We like the ball on the ground. We like to play through the middle. And they were making that difficult for us in the beginning. But yeah, it just took a few minutes, and then we were rolling.
Slovenia coming up on Tuesday. How do you feel about the going into that game? Because it was difficult. I'm sure there were plenty of frustrations on the team side and things that you'll want to work on. But also, we only had two training sessions.
Right.
And the new management team. So.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy coming in, and I don't envy the staff only having, you know, a few days to get a group together and pick a starting lineup and, you know, introduce new principles. But I think that even if it wasn't completely evident out there, we're making great strides, and I think it's only going to get better. We'll be able to learn from this, but yeah.
And how have you found this week with being in Bacarda? Obviously, it's almost like preseason for you. Championship girls are.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, the environment's been amazing. It's been fun. Training sessions have been fun. Getting a lot of good feedback from the entire staff. It's been enjoyable.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Yeah, good. It was obviously nice to get 3 points, clean sheet. It's what we wanted. Obviously, it's a nice start to the campaign and the group stage. But, I mean, I think we know we can be better than that in terms of, like, our build and stuff. But, the pitch and stuff played a massive part in it in terms of it was soft. It lifted quite easily. Some of the passes and stuff weren't coming off. But it was so positive from, like, a playing point of view. We wanted to get on the ball. We were trying new things, new patterns, trying to build, try and create opportunities for each other. And I think you can probably see that in terms of, like, our play, it's a lot better, and we're wanting to keep the ball a lot higher in the pitch. And our regains too was so important. You know, when we did give the ball away, then what was next? And it's positive, and it's something to build on. We can be better. We know that.
Really positive night for you as well, getting so much time on the
pitch.
How did that feel?
Yeah, it's been a while. I think the last time I played or started and played that long was maybe China, which was before the World Cup, nearly two years ago. So for me, yeah, it's an absolute honour every time I step on the grass, and whatever I can do to help the team, I'm going to do. And if that's the start, then obviously ultimately I'm delighted to do that and to represent not only Ireland but my family. So yeah, I'm really proud.
Yeah, that tried again. That was the behind closed door.
Yes, it was. Yeah, 100%. The wind. I've not missed the wind anyway. But it was difficult conditions tonight. But I think we did really well as a team to fight through those last 15 minutes, especially when Turkey did start putting it on us to, you know, just be resilient and be defensively organised. Courtney came up big for us as well near the end. So it's what's needed.
Yeah, there was that chance that Turkey had towards the very end where it just went right, wide on the right. Why do you think they came back into the game so much? Because while we found it really hard to break them down, that was probably one of the only chances that they had in the entire game.
Yeah, I think long balls and set pieces were going to be vital for them. We knew that. They pressed us quite high, which was maybe a little bit unexpected. But we knew towards the end they were going to go for it. They wanted to get something from the game. And ultimately we had to be strong and resilient. And I think we were that. They put numbers on our back line, which then meant we had to get a little bit lower in that sense defensively. But I think we managed it well. Yeah, they had an opportunity, but... I think we dealt with it really, really, really well.
And heading into Slovenia on Tuesday, what have you personally taken from tonight?
I think just loads of positives. Like, we're trying to do the right things. I think the attitude and application has been brilliant from everybody all week. Both staff and players are... a good collective and wanting to build, wanting to be positive and do the right things on the ball. And when things don't go right, we're right, next one. And the positivity feeds. And I think that's so important. Obviously, we'll look back on tonight's game and do our analysis tomorrow morning and see what we can improve on going into Slovenia on Tuesday night. But it's the first game, and it's always going to be a little bit hectic. You got a new manager in, everyone's trying to impress and things like that. So, yeah, we just need to maybe relax a little bit more on the ball. But it's positive, and really happy to be out on the pitch with that.
You mentioned there about new manager, Carla's first time on the sideline. She was very vocal from where I was sitting. I could practically hear her in the ear of the referee every few minutes.
Just calmness. It's obviously a great to get the first clean sheet, first 3 points. We're where we want to be in terms of that result. We know we can be better, and you know it's positive. You know we've got another game Tuesday night, so now we got to recover, go again. But just really positive outlook on the game, and you know knowing where we can improve too.
Football on off the ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
It's been a bit. But sometimes when I do score with my head, I kind of forget. Like, I've had some pretty good finishes with my head here and there. My first goal actually ever with the team, and it was in Tallinn, was with my head. But, it was one of those moments as a nine, like, you're in the box, like, the ball's been kept alive by Marissa. It comes laid off to Heather. You know something's going to either come off the keeper or the post, or it's going in the back of net some way, somehow, and you know that it's either you or somebody else doing it, so glad to know that it was me.
It was a frustrating night in general, I think, for us. There was an expectation going into this game that we were going to be able to get a few goals, maybe see some changes, like the management coming in. I know you for yourself, it was hard enough for you to get on the ball, especially essentially you're kind of being dragged out to the sides quite a lot. How did you find it on the pitch?
An evening that you would feel, if we could change a few things, you would, in terms of like what we were, the cards were dealt in terms of just, you know, weather, field. But like beyond that though, I think that the biggest thing is that it was this, with the new formation and like this trust and instilling this creativity in us and understanding that we as players bring so many impressive attributes to the table, and that like to continue. And I think again at this level you play games like this and you have to pull out 3 points. Like any team in any league at any level has to do that, and that professionalism is massive. So yeah, like first game of the campaign, you get the win, you're moving into the next which with confidence, and that's the biggest thing we take out of it regardless. And then we continue to know that though tonight maybe it didn't allow us to really everything to come off, it doesn't mean that we didn't stop trying it, and doesn't mean that we don't stop trying it, because again, like I said, there's a lot of trust to build there.
What's the thing that you've enjoyed most this week? I know you only had about 2 training sessions
with Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What is the thing you've enjoyed most working with her?
Gosh, what have I enjoyed most? What I've loved the most is actually even before the camp, the way that Carla has ensured to engage with and touch base with and just have rapport with us as a team and as players. I think it's really impressive. I think it's very professional, and it kind of shows the kind of way in which she wants to manage and when she wants to move forward with us. And like I said, especially when she's coming into an environment and she wants to do a bit of a different formation, she wants to build that trust. I think that is crucial for anything, to kind of build that rapport. And I've been very, very impressed with that as a manager and that kind of style, and I think it's caught on quite well with us.
And in terms of what we can take from this game into Tuesday against Slovenia, we're hopefully it's a little warmer.
Yeah.
What do you think the team has learned from tonight?
Yeah, I'd say the team has learned that, I'd say that like what we've learned the most is that if it continue, even if it's not coming off, or it's like the ideas are there and the problem solving is there. And that's, I think, was huge. Again, like you play a formation, but there's that trust of like you as players on the pitch have that freedom to like solve the issue yourself, solve the problem, see what they present to you, and see how which we can change that, and like, you know, invert a winger or move a Denise to the wing and for a moment, and like again continue to problem solve in that capacity. And yeah, I look forward to Slovenia and like what we can bring to the table, and maybe get a little bit more, you know, of a pitch that can help us a bit more with it. But still build that trust.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Football on off the ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.